MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Everybody loves a good celebrity charity auction. They're fun to watch, and they also help draw more buyers to eBay, buyers that perhaps would not have come and shopped at the marketplace. Todd Olster is president of Auction Doctors, Inc. He's also known on eBay as Celebrity Auction Doctors, with an eBay store of the same name and a new online show. Todd, let's delve into this. What's the story behind Celebrity Auction Doctors?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Great. Celebrity charity auctions are definitely nothing new, but what makes our new show, Celebrity Auction Doctors, unique is the first-hand celebrity involvement. You know, on our show, the celebrity, him or herself, is presenting and explaining the item and experience firsthand. And every story has an item. Every item has a story. Imagine, if you will, somebody like Andre Agassi coming on and discussing his boyhood tennis racket up for sale, and he holds up his racket and relays stories about waking up early on a warm Vegas morning and hitting balls back and forth for hours with his dad. And you get that firsthand personal connection to the item when you see the celebrity offering the item themselves. And then what also makes our show kind of different is the charity element. The celebrity gets to discuss a cause or a charity that really affects them and they really have strong convictions about. And it's a side of the celebrity you don't often get to see, where they can, you know, show that personal side.
What is your experience with charity and celebrity auctions?
I started my company, Auction Doctors, back in 2003. And I started it as a company to do auctions for businesses and charities that wanted somebody to guide them through eBay and set up their eBay store. So I've been doing large-scale charity auctions on eBay since then, you know, for companies like ESPN, City of Hope, Women's Sports Foundation, a lot of big, large-scale auctions I've been conducting. And a lot of those auctions that we've done have involved celebrity components and experiences. I've been doing that for a while, and I just thought it would make for a great show to have, the celebrities themselves on the show and for the fans as well to have a show just devoted to celebrity charity auctions.
Well, I love that component of it because in the past, charity auctions, which have always got a lot of traction and interest online, there's the items of the experience put up. But there didn't, except for the name or maybe a photo, there never seemed to be a connection. But actually watch a celebrity talking about what it is that they're offering or what service, what experience you're going to get makes it means they're engaged.
For us to give them the option of choosing whatever charity, as long as the charity, you know, is a 501c3 charity and it has a reputable background, they can choose whichever charity they want to champion. And that gives them the added incentive of doing their best and giving the best item and wanting personally the item to sell for as much money as possible for that charity.
What kind of talent are you looking for when you're putting one of these together?
Our show just started, and we just completed our last episode on Sunday, and we're looking for talent from all areas, you know, film, television, music, art, sports. We think the more types of figures that come to our podium, the better. And we really see a huge potential for this show worldwide, actually. We could have artists and authors and, sports figures from all over the world. And since eBay is worldwide, we really have no limits.
You know, I'm having a problem finding you on eBay.
Okay.
So what is your eBay name?
The username is all one word, Celebrity Auction Doctors. We just concluded our auction on the 28th, so we don't have any current auctions up. That promotion, you know, ran 10 days.
Okay.
Our long-term goal is to have ongoing celebrity product and experiences in our eBay store, in addition to the programs that we're doing and featuring. So we're just starting out, but the goal is to have a fully stocked eBay store of celebrity items always up there, in addition to the videos and the shows that we do on our website and on our YouTube, and you know, they get circulated throughout the social media of the charities and the celebrities involved in our show.
So I see some things that you sold previously. Macy Book Out, MTV Teen Mom Personal Phone Call, Converse,
right.
Chucks and yeah, Bentley drawings.
That one did really well. You know, she has a pretty large social media network. I think she has like 1.2 or 1.3 million Twitter fans, and based on her, you know, her hit show Teen Mom on MTV, she was one of the breakout stars, and she was really active in promoting our auction and her episode, and it really showed. It, you know, as you see the final bid, I think it sold for $1,225 for a phone call with her, her personally owned Converse T-shirt or Converse shoes, and drawings from her son Bentley, who also was a star in the show. So I think a lot of the fans, you know, connected with her and wanted to own a piece of her with this auction. And she benefited, she chose the March of Dimes as the beneficiary of her auction, and she gave some great advice in our piece for young mothers and teen moms around the world.
You must have something on the roadmap that is of interest or would be an interesting celebrity auction. Care to share one with us?
Yeah, we do have some stuff in the works. The closest thing we have coming up is this. There was this band from the 80s called The Alarm, and they were pretty big in their time, and they had a number of hit songs. But the singer of that band had leukemia and developed a charity specifically, you know, for leukemia, and it's called Love, Hope, and Strength. And but there's a lot of musicians and bands that have rallied together for that charity. So we did a great piece with the band, and he sings, you know, a song on this guitar that we're going to be auctioning. And the guitar is now being signed by all these bands. They're taking it wherever they go. Supposedly, next month they're going to get it signed by U2. So all of the bands that are involved in this guitar are going to be, you know, helping to promote the auction. So it's pretty exciting.
So I never heard of that band.
The Alarm?
Yeah, it was a punk band, right?
They had a song called Rain in the Summertime, 68 Guns. They were kind of contemporaries of U2 and actually used to, you know, do a lot of stadium shows in England.
She's just showing her age. Don't pay her any attention.
Well, listen, I just looked it up, and they started out being called the Toilets.
Well, that was a step up.
That was.
Griff, have you heard of The Alarm?
Yeah, I did, actually. Oh, I just didn't want to say it. I never heard of the Toilets, but then I heard of The Alarm.
Yeah, well, their singer, Mike Peters, is a really great guy, very charitable, and, you know, Love, Hope, and Strength is a great charity. It's supported by a lot of great bands, and Peter Gabriel's a supporter, and, you know, it should be a very fun auction. We're also, you know, we're working with Carney Wilson on an upcoming project.
Oh, Carney.
You know, maybe incorporating some elements from her dad.
And, is Wilson Phillips still around, or is she just solo now?
Yeah, Wilson Phillips is still performing.
Love her; she's terrific.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're also, you know, trying to get estates of famous celebrities, past and present, into the mix. You know, some people recently who passed away. Joan Rivers and Robin Williams. We'd like to work with their families to put together a nice, tasteful piece for maybe a cause that they would have really supported, and to have a personal item that the families could present and talk about. But that's the idea, to make a show about these auctions, not just to have, you know, an item sitting on your computer, but to actually see that item and experience come to life through the stories that are told by the families and the celebrities themselves.
So why would a celebrity want to do a charity auction?
Well, I think a lot of celebrities have causes and charities they really do feel strongly about. You know, it used to be you have to win an Academy Award or an Oscar to get up on that podium and talk about a cause that's really important to you. But I think a lot of celebrities have things they want to get off their chest that they see are wrong with this world. And they don't really have a great podium for it right now. And that's kind of one of the reasons we started, was to give them that podium to talk about a cause, why they think it's important. And I think for their fans get to see a side to them they don't normally see. I think it's an instance where fame can really do a positive thing in this world. You know, it could lead to some positive change.
Where can we view your show?
CelebrityAuctionDoctors.com. You can watch the complete episode that just concluded. There's three guests on that show, and you know, the whole theme of the website. I heard Griff mention our website last time, and the whole theme of the website centers around an animated opening that we came up with for the show, and we worked with some pretty talented animators, and we storyboarded the whole idea. It took us actually several months to do the opening for the show.
We certainly appreciate the fact that you came on here with us today, Todd Olster.
Thanks, Todd. This segment was sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Coming up next, five things one seller wishes he had known way back when, after we return with more of eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.